Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Oh, there's a dragon in the crater.
Hello?
What are you?
I'm a human.
No, you're not.
Well, what do you think I am?
Something wild.
Perry.
So Tuna D said you've been a week looking for a park.
I really don't think we needed your help.
That's it.
But I get... Oh, and there she goes.
Oh, I caught something.
Hi, Moira.
Egerton, this is the end. You have one last chance.
Egerton? Where's Moira?
We haven't seen Moira in thousands of years.
No, I was just in the Bladivan with her, and she gave me this really weird message about 60 keys.
60 keys?
I think she's talking about a piano.
A dragon is going to eat you.
He smells like the future. You were just there.
I was at the end.
There is a future coming where magic is organized, turned into something awful and metallic, and all of the wild creatures don't exist in that future. And it all starts here with this phase stone.
Well, how do you know? I mean, do you have a crystal ball or something that you can see what's going to happen?
Yes, do you want to see it?
Oh, I do.
Get on my back. I'll take all three of you.
Awesome!
Is there a problem?
It just feels a little bumpy is all.
But just hold on.
I'm trying. It's just, sometimes you see something interesting that catches your eye and you kind of turn quick and I...
Like that?
Well, yeah, okay, see, I almost fell off again. So, maybe, have you thought about saddles?
No.
We've got some great mushroom leather work happening down on the ground back
you
there.
You want to saddle me like a beast of burden?
Well, I feel like I'm the burden, I think, right now. So maybe if you had a saddle on, I'd be less of a burden to you. Well, there we go again. Okay, so maybe I'll just hold on. Okay, Darcy, you seemed a little more at peace with all of this.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable up here. I'm just holding on to one of the scales like this. Why don't you just do that?
Well, I'm trying, but my fingers, they're not really long enough to get around the scale all the way. So every time there's a little thing, I go, and I almost fall off again.
Well, remember, I think Snowball might be trying to throw you off, considering his disdain for you. So why don't you just keep quiet and maybe move to the back even more?
It'd be so awful if the mother falls off my back and plummets miles to their death.
See? I think you should just hold Blad's hand.
Oh, okay.
Just hold Blad's hand because he has a firmer grip.
Good idea.
And that should hold you up here.
Okay,
just
Blad.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Okay, Blad, I'm going to hold your hand.
Here, what? Give me your hand. You're going to hold my hand? I'm trying to hold
hand.
On.
Give me your hand.
I can't give you my hand. I'm slipping!
What? No, okay. Use your other hand.
No, I'm losing what? My grip. Ah. Both hands. Now you see, I can fly, so it's fine.
Okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
Okay.
You're okay, right?
All right.
Okay.
So we're just going to go back on the dragon.
On the dragon.
Okay. There's plenty of real estate to grab onto.
All right.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Just think of him as a giant motor vehicle.
Giant motor vehicle.
Actually wants to kill you
if you're
in any trouble at all.
No trouble.
Okay. No trouble.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh. We're beginning our descent.
All right, we're moving at speed!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Episode 50, The Crystal Ball.
We're inside a cave, and Darcy has just managed to get a fire started, and the sound of crickets can be heard coming in from the darkness outside, and the cave seems to stretch on forever, getting larger and larger, and Snowball can be heard moving around deeper down in the cave.
Okay, watch this one. Ready? Echo!
Echo! Echo!
Echo! Echo!
See? Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, it sort of changes at the end there. That's kind of odd. Do it again.
Okay. Ready? Sugar snaps.
Perry.
But see? Something's going on in here.
No, I don't think that's an echo. It starts off as an echo, but I think that last part actually isn't an echo.
You don't think it's an echo?
No.
Okay. One more try.
Okay. This will convince you. Go ahead.
I enjoy space! Space!
You're an idiot.
So there's something going on. You think there's like a rift?
Well, you either have literally the world's lowest self-esteem and it's coming out through echoes, or Perry's here and is messing with you.
I mean, the self-esteem stuff checks out.
Sure, yeah, but again, for it to come out through an echo would be...
We were talking a lot about it in Circle a while ago.
Right, but I'm talking like a supernatural level of low self-esteem. I think somehow Perry's just found her way back to us.
Okay, let me try. Last one.
Egerton, we need to talk now.
And they both disappear.
Oh, well, excuse me! I'm sorry that I couldn't be a part of this. Fine, disappear something. I don't mind. I mean, why should that offend me?
Well, maybe it's a good thing. After all, Snowball doesn't exactly care for Egerton.
Well, so now Egerton gets to have his own, like, side quests and whatnot?
You think he's having a side quest with Perry? You think what they're doing right now is pleasant? I don't think you want to be there. I think there's probably a big fight going on.
You really think so?
Yes.
But they could literally go anywhere with their witchy-woo fairy powers.
But they won't. They'll just go somewhere and argue, and Perry will tell him how mad she is.
Well, if Perry could do that, well, why can't Perry then be the one to solve the problems of the end of time and you know, the magic piano that's inside an alley somewhere? There's no
magic piano. It's three keys. It was pretty clear. I can't believe you were pulled into his whole story. And also, yeah, maybe we should have been on this whole adventure with Perry. Did you ever think maybe it would have worked out and we wouldn't have had all of Egerton's craziness the whole time?
Do you think we got the wrong fairy?
Yes, I 100% think we got the wrong fairy.
Can we trade in our fairy?
I wonder. I don't know.
You hear the sound of Snowball coming back up from deeper in the cave. And a scraping sound, like they're dragging something.
What if he's already killed Egerton and that's just him dragging him through the tunnels?
Well, I guess that's okay at this point because we realized we should have had Perry the whole time?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we want him dead.
I've brought my crystal ball.
Oh,
Darcy.
It's a crystal ball, Blatt.
Yeah, how dark of you thinking that maybe he had eaten our compatriot.
I can only dream.
So, a crystal ball, you really do have one.
Yes, here.
And he scooches his giant tail, pushing something around and forward in front of him. And you see what looks like a banged up TV set from your future, which would be your past. And it has a logo that you recognize, Balgem Industries.
And it has to be connected to this.
And his tail pulls back, and sitting there, connected with a few wires, is something you recognize as a Projectatron 5000.
That's not a crystal ball.
Well, it shows the future.
Well, that makes sense, because what you've got there, Snowball, is a Projectatron 5000.
I can see that.
Yeah, but what I mean is, That's from our time. We know that thing.
I know. It smells as you do.
Oh, all right. So you know it's not a crystal ball then. You just call it that.
Well, it's been passed down as a crystal ball. But clearly it's not a ball.
Well, where did you get it from?
We've had it forever. Many before me have held this role. And we have passed it from one to the next. Always waiting for the day where we would be able to... you know.
Sell popcorn while people watch it?
Stop the mother. Here.
And his giant tail curls around and at the very tip presses play. And you see a logo of the People's Museum of Culture and Prosperity flash up. And it starts to go a little askew and then goes steady and you hear some music.
Tracking! Tracking! Yeah, press down! Just press down until the picture clears.
Oh, really? And he presses down?
See, that, it's clearing up.
Keep pressing.
Yeah, just keep press. Ah, see, there you go. Yeah, the lines went away.
I had no idea.
And it cuts to a desk where... there's a gentleman in a suit staring at the screen and clearly waiting for a cue and then starts speaking.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ed from the Ministry of Tourism, Culture, and Pretty Things.
Oh, I can't believe it. We finally get to watch one of these things after centuries and we get some sort of instructional video.
And here today, we're going to show you the wonders of Steadfast, the future of Balgamar.
And we see photos of transportation vehicles and the city and people moving around, all very familiar sights that you haven't seen in a long time.
This is only like 3 blocks from my apartment.
All thanks to Emperor Boltius. Long live Boltius.
Long live Boltius.
We have created the future here in Steadfast. There's heat and energy to every home. The forests and mountains are free of evil, dark beasts. And there are jobs available for all Balgamarians in our factories.
And you see shots of people very unhappy looking marching into factories.
Boltius, long live Boltius,
long live Boltius,
has created the future. Behold.
I feel like they should have hired a professional for this. That guy's really rough.
Oh, no, unionized performers cost way too much money. This is probably just some local schmuck who they got to do this during his lunch hour.
Yeah, but it's a big promotional thing for Steadfast. Don't you think they should have put some money into it?
Well, I think if they knew that this would somehow wind up thousands of years into our own past, yeah, they probably would have put more time into it.
Oh, you missed the credits at the end.
Oh, sorry, what did they say?
Oh, just who directed it? It was Ed.
Oh, I see. Self-directed. Got it. And
cast himself.
It.
That's so cheap.
There was a sound guy.
Was it Ed?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Did it have the same last name as Ed?
Yes.
Yeah, you see? There you go. There you go. You see, you couldn't break into this division. It was all about who you knew.
Yeah.
But I think you're missing the point. Did you watch what it showed? A future without magic, without beasts.
Well,
without wild.
That's where we're from. That's where we're trying to get back to, hopefully, eventually, after the end of our adventure.
But that stone is the beginning of what they harness that ends the world.
Pretty sure that's not what ends the world. We've seen what ends time, but it's sort of an inky blackness that keeps moving backwards through time, and we've come across it a couple of times.
I'm speaking of the end of my time, my people.
Right, but it keeps moving backwards through time, so the inky blackness will get here eventually if we don't figure out what to do. We have no idea what to do.
Right, well... But is it not true that my people are removed long before your future?
Oh, you mean are there any dragons in our time?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I didn't visit the entire world. I had a career, you know, filing, so I didn't have many opportunities to travel.
Did you ever file any paperwork about dragons?
About dragons? Well, you can remember every piece of paper. Did you ever come across any dragons in our era?
No, not that I can remember.
So it's safe to say that we and all that I represent are ended long before.
But, again, how do I know that there wasn't a magic dragon island in our era where all of your kind retired to?
Right. A retirement island.
I mean, I don't know if we had that, but I also don't know we didn't have that, you see.
Yeah.
I could look it up in a book about our era, but oopsie doodle, we don't have those books because they were all destroyed.
I'll go get the book.
Because you have the, oh, there's future books too?
Of course.
And Snowball turns and starts walking back down deeper into the cave.
You know, I think it's rather presumptuous that he's got this hate on for our future era, but he's got stuff from our future era. How many things do you own from our future era?
I have nothing.
Exactly. I've got the clothes on my back and that's it. How fair is that?
Well, I think the question is, how did he get those? Did someone else like us come back in time 3, 4, 5 times and bring that with them? I mean, who just hauls a Projectotron 5000 through time?
Oh, my lord. We have to search this cave. We have to search this cave right now. There might be the bones of people from our era who came back in time, schmucks like us who eventually died and are buried here in Ice Dragon Mountain.
Do you think Moira's just using us as dragon fodder? She just keeps sending people back constantly in time to try and fix everything and it never works and they just end up in this cave and they end up as bones and they end up in a big pile in the back of this dragon cave somewhere?
No, I think Moira actually cares about us and what we're doing. She's a wonderful boss, and I've always enjoyed working with her. Where's Moira? There's no Moira. Where's Egerton, for that matter? We don't know what we're doing, so we may as well wind up being buried under his gold coin collection or whatever it is that you have inside a dragon's cavern.
Snowball's returning, and a book slides forward ahead of him and comes to rest right at your feet, Blatt. And it's a very familiar book that leads you to Reginald.
This book says it knows you all. And there are no dragons. And there is no retirement island with high tea, whatever that is.
Right.
And we cut to the middle of a battle, and there are screams, and there's a lot of younger Fae running around with weird outfits on and gun-like devices in their hand that are just flashing light. And Perry is standing there with her arms crossed, not looking very happy.
Okay, Perry, I think they're trying to flank us again. But if we are to get high ground, right? If you go up there and then I stay down here and then we pinch her, but it's a vertical pincher. No one ever sees a vertical pincher coming, okay? Ready? So you go high.
No, we need to talk.
Okay, we are. So you go up there and then as they come around.
Okay, I'm red again.
Okay, yeah, well, that's because you're not hiding. You're just standing there.
Egerton, we need to talk.
Okay, we're
going
talking.
Somewhere else right where, now, where, and okay, I'm taking you. And where are you now?
Ball pit. In like a restaurant.
This?
Why, I'm drowning. Oh, God, I'm drowning. Oh, God.
Would you stop overriding where I'm taking you?
I'm trying, but I'm stuck and they're all around me. I can't get my feet down.
Excuse me.
Help.
This pet. No, sir.
Please
get out of
there.
This is only for children.
I'm trying.
Just stand. Just stand up, sir. Just stand up. Just stand up.
Oh, there's a floor.
I'm so sorry. I'll take him out of here. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
They're kind of squishy. What's that smell, though? Why does it smell in here?
Because it's a McFeisty, and it always smells at a McFeisty, and we're in the play pit, which is never cleaned.
Ew.
Would you stop overriding me and let me take you home?
I bet I can juggle these balls. Ready?
I'm taking you
home
now.
1, 2, 3.
Where do you end up?
Balgamar.
What is this?
Well, it was going to be juggling, but you did something to my balls, Perry.
Why are we on top of... What is this, a cliff?
What? Oh, what? That's the edge. It's fine. No, this isn't a cliff. It's a building.
A building?
Yeah, so it's a building, not a cliff, but it is very high. So maybe if we just take a couple steps away from it, because it's a little folly.
Why won't you let me take you home?
But this is home. This is my apartment building.
Oh, this is your home now. That's it? We're done?
No, you said take me home, and this is where my home is. It's the apartment building, and I had some friends on the roof for a while, but it looks like they're all gone. Why is it so quiet here? It used to be so noisy all the time.
It looks a bit like a ghost town.
It does. That's weird.
I'm trying really hard here, Egerton.
So am I. I mean, I was going to juggle for you, and then you took that away, and now we're at home.
Stop deflecting!
I'm not you were asking me questions. I'm answering your questions.
Are we over?
I don't... Over what?
You know what I'm asking.
No.
Are we done?
I don't know.
Do you need space?
Well, yes, I do need space. I mean, everything exists in space, and I like space.
Do you feel like you want to talk about how difficult it is to make commitments?
I tried to commit to a plan to lose weight, but I kind of had trouble with it because, you know, I kept going back in time and stuff.
Sorry, I got distracted. I hear this one dog, and I'm worried about them.
I don't know where that dog's coming from. It's really weird.
Look.
What do you think his name is?
Do you...
Is that what he's trying to say? Listen.
I can hear the dog.
Okay, so I know, so can I, but what's the dog trying to say? Right, it's one thing to hear, it's another to listen, Perry. I need you to listen right now to what the dog is trying to tell us. Okay, ready? Let's listen.
Uh-huh. And when we're done with that, can you listen to what I'm trying to say,
I am, but right now, I need to know what Benjamin has to say. And you keep talking over Benjamin, and that's not very polite, especially when it's just the three of us apparently left here in Balgamar. Oh. No.
Okay.
Something about tax policy?
Why don't you go help Benjamin?
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to move out.
Where are you moving off to? You picking up camp and
Does
going
it matter?
Forward?
Does it matter, Egerton?
Well, I guess in the grand scheme of things, nothing matters, because look, it's just you, me, and Benjamin in the end.
I don't think it's going to be me, you, and Benjamin in the end, Egerton.
Well, you think Benjamin's going to go home?
Yeah.
Like, is he just here on vacation?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, there was this guy who used to talk about tourism
Egerton.
A lot, but I don't think it ever worked. It was
Egerton.
Ned.
Egerton! Ned.
What? What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For what you gave me.
The fairy cakes?
Yeah. The fairy cakes. Goodbye, Egerton.
Bye, Perry. Benjamin, where are you? Benjamin? Perry? Oh.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hello, friends. Wow, there's a chill in the air, and I don't just mean the weather. Things are getting crazy. I don't think I know what's happening. But what I do know is it's time to shout out some amazing supporters and fans. We are so behind on this, but I'm getting through it again. Here we go. A giant shout of love out to Brett Nealand. Hope I'm saying that right. And Ella! And Ann Baird is in the house. And don't forget, Janelle Biscara, Tyler Az, Jeff Lanham, Carla Ann Knapp, and what is this next name? Could it be Christy Bolton from Civilized? Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to each and every one of you. We could not do this without you. There's so much coming. We're so excited to have you with us. And now, let's get back to the insanity, huh?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Martha?
Yes?
Look, do you mind doing a file swap with me?
A file swap? Didn't we just do one of those?
Yeah. You know, I got another one. I'll take three of yours.
Three? Well, what's the name on that file?
You don't need to know. No, five.
I just show me the name.
Five. 5-1.
Show me the name.
Centurion.
Not me. Go get out of here.
Centurion. I'm here to inform you that I have been fired from yet another position. But it's all right. I've taken a new position. No, so now no, I need no, my dental information no, for my no, new
no, no,
job,
no, no, no,
which
no,
is my
no,
old job.
No, I'm still working. I'm two back. I'm two positions back. I don't even have this paperwork filed yet.
Oh, no. You scratch that one out.
What?
And then you scratch that one out.
No, what?
And
that
then
one?
You put me back on that one, which is the first one you scratched out.
Wait, I don't even have that one you're pointing at. How did you get it?
Oh, well, this one I worked at for just a couple of days. And then I got kicked out, and then I had to drag myself all the way back to the Demon City to work for the same place I worked at before.
How did you don't even have food handling experience? How did you get that job at the Vegan Quick and Snack?
Oh, the Vegan Quick and Snack. No, I only worked there very quickly because Mr. Smithson, well, he wanted me to drag bodies into Hot Dog River when I didn't want to do that. So instead, I went back and worked at my old job, where I started bussing tables for my old boss, where I used to be a centurion.
Right.
But for a while, I had to be table clear. No. And that's more difficult to say. I prefer saying centurion.
Okay,
well, now I'm a centurion again, and that's what I'm going to do.
Right, you're back to centurion. Oh, yeah. you're back to centurion.
Yes, I'm back to centurion.
So we had centurion. Wait, we'll just open that file and... Oh.
But I'm a centurion. Isn't that what it says there?
Well,
it should actually say centurion two more times. Centurion.
Well, but you've got a dishonorable discharge here.
A dishonorable discharge? Oh, no, I served quite honorably. Stupidly, but honorably. Did I smell bad? Quite often. Did I make poor decisions? Absolutely. Did I follow any directions? Very, very badly. But I was still a centurion. Centurion through and through.
I can't just make a dishonorable discharge go away. I can make these other jobs in between go away. But, this is, a big deal.
I feel that getting stabbed through the chest was enough of a discharge for me.
Wait, you're still bleeding. What are you doing in here?
Oh,
bleeding.
I'm sorry. Can we get some paperwork to stop? Here, give me the paperwork on one of those old jobs, and I'll shove it into the wound. Ah, that smarts.
Well, that guess that takes care of the dishonorable discharge paperwork.
I am discharging something else from somewhere else, but we'll deal with that later. I'm sorry about your chair.
Thanks.
So, my dental. Will they pay for my dental at this new place? Which is my old place? I need extensive dental work.
Help us pay for Centurion's dental work by going to patreon.com/albusalix and supporting us today, please.
Whatever you're going to support, double it, because now I have a bloody wound from a sword that is filled with old paperwork, which is quite uncomfortable, and I'm getting paper cuts internally. Have you ever had a paper cut internally? Tell us at Patreon.
Martha, I'll do the fridge for a month.
No way.
What's in the fridge? Is there a lot in the fridge? Could I sleep in it?
We return to the cave. and Darcy and Blatt are both staring at a book they recognize on the ground.
That's your book. That's the training book.
Yes, I'm aware that it's the training book, yes.
Well, how could Snowball get the training book?
This isn't the first time we've experienced something that makes no sense whatsoever. I've given up even trying. Future stuff is now coming back down into the past.
Someone named Moira sent someone with it.
Yes, see? Not a good boss. Not a good boss. Were there others? Were there others, Snowball? Were there other people from the future like us who ultimately die here in your cave of cold and loneliness?
Do you want to see their bones?
Oh my god, I was right! This is terrible!
Well, just, I live a very long time.
Was it a fae, a human, and a half-demon?
No.
Ah! All right, well, at least that's something.
Some little guy who talks very slowly named Cyprus?
Oh my god! Cyrus is dead! Cyrus and everyone else in the universe is dead, but we have specific proof that Cyrus is dead! Cyrus!
As are all the dragons, too, in the future.
Right, the dragons in the future, too. Yes, very sad. But Cyrus! Cyrus is dead! Someone we knew personally.
You never much liked Cyrus.
That doesn't matter! We talked to Cyrus and...
You were kind of impatient with him, as I recall.
Oh, he's dead.
He was a very sad man.
Cyrus did seem to be a depressive, yes, it's true.
I'm planning of naming my offspring Geraldine, if that helps you have remorse for the future of dragons.
How is naming Geraldine supposed to...
Geraldine is also dead.
Oh, Geraldine, who I don't know, will eventually...
Thank you.
Die.
So, what did they come back here for? What did they tell you? What was the point? Why were they here?
Cyrus was looking for a demon, a human, and a fae.
That's us.
Yes, thank you.
But why would he come here to look for us?
He probably got the time period wrong. He came back too far. How long ago was Cyrus here?
Many hundreds of years.
Oh, they really screwed up the math there.
So Cyrus finally made it here, and I did my best to help them.
And Cyrus delivered the crystal ball and the trading book.
Oh no, that was some strange gentleman with sticks and portals.
What?!
His bones are not here.
Oh, thank Lord. So, someone is still possibly out there. So the portal moron is just delivering stuff from our era?
Yeah, maybe that means he's not such a moron. Why would he be involved in this?
Well, I figure if he has the ability to create portals, he could just pop in and out of whatever era he chooses.
Oh, I see, and just deliver Projectortron 5000s and special training books to this dragon. Yeah, that sounds like something just a portal salesman would do.
He was building quite the, what did he call it? Portal cave, or portal salesman's cave. Never finished it. One of those projects, you know.
Do you mean he has a cave out here?
Oh, deeper. I can show you.
Is he down there? When's the last time you saw the portal salesman?
Oh, it has been a while since I've seen that one.
Well, sure. All right. Well, let's see the stuff from our era.
Okay. Just, you know, so you don't see me in the wrong light. You know, the large pile of bones are the ones that I... Eight. The small pile are the ones who died naturally.
That's very comforting, thank you.
Who are you eating?
Well,
I plan on eating a small fae if things don't go well.
Well, again, we don't know when the small fae is coming back, but I still don't understand how you think the small fae is the one who's responsible for there not being any more dragons eventually. Like, okay, here's an example for you. I don't know very many demonic folk from my era, but that doesn't mean I'm going to try to smush Egerton or chew him up and spit his bones out.
Well, that's because of the Ice Age. Your folk could not survive without the heat.
Oh, see, that checks out. Yeah, we wouldn't have done very well during the Ice Age. Thank heavens I was born.
And your fae friend is back. In fact, they are... Sounds like they're near the portal cave thing.
He just pops in and out. He's worse than the portal salesman for that. All right, to the portal cave we shall go.
Egerton, you pop back in existence in utter darkness.
What? Where? Oh, no. I'm inside.
And it's echoing.
Something big, because it's echoing. Echoing. And I, okay, no, I know what to do. Is it over my face? No, there's nothing on my face that I can feel. Okay, so I'm not blindfolded. Oh, can I see anything? I know what I'll do. I just... Ow! Okay, no, my eyes still hurt when I poke them, so my eyes work. Hello?
Hello?
And a light turns on.
Whoa!
And it's like a console of some kind ahead of you.
Oh, well, there's a console of some kind. Maybe I'll go explore that a little. And, what happens if I poke it?
And a big, giant screen comes to life and says... No input.
Yes input.
And your eyes are now able to see the light, and you see what look like a lazy boy, and in front of it a coffee table. Ooh. And a bunch of weird rectangular small devices on top of the coffee table.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just go grab one of these things. I've played with these magical bricks in the past. As I recall, you push one and it'll take a picture. So I'm going to push this button.
And disco lights and music turns on.
Oh, okay. So that's the party button. Good to know. Okay, so I'll leave the party button on. And now I'll push this one.
And the TV comes to life.
Whoa.
And it is the portal salesman talking to you.
All right, landscape mode. It's vertical. No, I wanted to be the landscape mode, the widescreen, the cinematic effect. Hello! Hi!
Why, Gooch, is that you?
I'm pausing in case you want to also say hello to me.
Well, I am saying hello to you.
I obviously cannot hear you because this is pre-recorded.
What do you mean it's pre-recorded? You're right there!
So,
how do I get you out of this thing? Oh, sorry, you keep talking.
Is I brought back stuff from your era.
My era?
Back into the past.
Into the past?
Perhaps this could be of some help for you.
Ooh.
In helping.
That was such a great idea. I wonder why you would do that, though.
Time and nauseous bonds.
I was just thinking maybe that would be where you could answer me. But okay, maybe there's some kind of delay?
They found a pizza place and quite lying. And I thought perhaps you'd like me to deliver something every so often, and I realize I don't know when you're going to be coming back.
Well, I'm here now, so you can probably just deliver stuff now.
You've had erotic pizza. I have one, so that's desperate.
Did you say erotic pizza?
Nobody was able to believe me that I had the portals, and sometimes I had to eat the garbage.
But I've always believed you about the portals. We've gone through the portals together. I don't know why you're not listening to me right now. There's an emergency. I'm in a big room and I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
That was pretty great.
Darcy and Blad, it's getting darker and darker, and then up ahead you see what appears to be strobe light coming out of a doorway, and you hear disco music?
I just don't understand anything anymore.
I've been very mistaken in what a dragon cavern would be like, and I gotta tell ya, this is a nice surprise. This is a lot better than I thought it would be.
And you see what looks like a figure that flashes across the opening in the doorway and against backlit by the strobe lights. Looks like they're disco dancing, like a disco dancing Egerton.
Eggsy!
But Gunther, you didn't really finish your thought, so, you know, I'll keep doing the dance break, but I don't know what else I should be doing, what else you want me to do with all of this stuff.
Now, it's nice surprise that I've actually brought back a few albums for you to enjoy. I don't know if you've discovered them yet.
Oh, yeah, I got the music going. It's a lot of fun.
On the left-hand side, beside the chairs.
Oh, no, that's the right-hand side. That's your left-hand side.
So now
what is going on here?
Oh, hey, Darcy, I'm just having a conversation with Kafir. And we're dancing, but he's having a bit of trouble connecting through. I think there's like a space-time thing, so there's a bit of a delay.
What? Yeah, you mean he's up on the screen?
Yeah, he's in that thing, and I think it's like a transmutational alteration system of some kind. Because sometimes he understands me, and sometimes he doesn't. Watch, right, ready? Okay. Hey, Gusmer, what do you want to do later?
So what I thought was the most important thing, I overheard something that someone was mentioning. I brought back several pianos, which I have stacked in the
pianos.
Back of the
pianos!
Cave.
Hey, Black, you hear that? I found the pianos!
Every single one I found in an alley, and let me tell you, a lot of people were very angry about that. Like, hey, why are you stealing the piano I'm moving? And I said, this possibly is a magic piano.
See, sometimes he keeps talking
isn't
after...
Isn't there a mute button? Time.
Why would we mute him? That would be rude.
By myself.
We need to stop this!
Why would we... Nobody. He's got information. It's like, I'm just trying to hear, but he's not listening to me well.
Press that button there.
That button there.
And the video stops.
Aw. Well, now he's gone.
He was just on. You have these in Balgamar. He was just on the TV.
Okay,
he's
but
not
this,
really here.
No, but this is the portal salesman. He's magical almost. He pops up everywhere.
Yeah, through his portals.
Yeah, this is a giant portal.
Ugh. Egerton, this is obviously something he's recorded before.
Wait, no.
Okay.
Because he addressed me. We had a conversation, Darcy. You just missed that part.
I'm glad I did. I feel like it would have been very confusing.
Okay, well, let me turn down the music so it's easier to hear each other now.
The dragon's nose appears in the doorway. All you can see.
I apologize for eating all the pizza. It seemed like a waste.
Oh, I get that. Pizza doesn't really last all that long. And Schnur was telling me that, you know, he brought it here, but he wasn't sure when I would be here. And that's why I was wondering, is there some kind of calendar system I can check? Just to find out, like, where you have a calendar.
And the nose becomes an open mouth. Just climb on in.
Oh, okay.
There's no calendar in there. Do not go in
there.
But
he said there was a calendar.
There's no calendar. He's trying to eat you, you ignoramus. Sit down.
Okay,
fine. Sit down on one of the many easy chairs we have in this cavern for some reason.
I'll take this one and kick the legs out and... All right.
Now, I think he thinks that... Amongst all this crap that he's brought back, there'll be something here to help us. And oh my lord, Demon Man number 47. I never read this one. Oh, to be continued. That means I would need to get Demon Man number 48. What are the odds he brought that back?
There's a pop sound and a circle appears in the ceiling and a whole case of comics falls down onto the ground and the portal closes.
Thank you!
I'm telling you, something weird about time is happening in here.
Again, it's not really about time. It's just the portal salesman. He's just making entertaining but ultimately pointless deliveries. Yeah, you see, Demon Man number 48. Now, this would be worth something in our era, but unfortunately now we're in a time before this was written or drawn or produced, and they changed the artist in this issue. Now take a look at this. Demon Man just looks ridiculous.
They changed the artist in the middle of the arc?
Yes, don't you hate that?
Seems irresponsible to the art form.
Hey, what? Morons! Once again, you are getting easily distracted by stuff that doesn't mean anything. There's a huge dragon here who wants to eat Egerton. I believe Egerton had a message from Moira about how we have to find three keys or it's the end of the universe completely. That's it. Finito. Done. No more. And you're worrying about some stupid comic book from the future.
Darcy, I hear you. I'm listening.
And what I need you to do is understand that comic books are more than just comic books. They're kind of a cultural thing.
No.
And
no, Egerton. Yeah, no input from you right now.
Well, that's what the thing said.
What?
It said no input. How did you know that?
I don't know, but it seems to have clocked you very well. No input.
Okay.
Wait, what says no input?
The thing that the portal salesman was on.
Egerton is pointing at the TV, which is all static, and it says no input in the lower right.
Wait. If we change the input, maybe it's possible that the portal salesman brought us back a computer system of some kind?
Yeah, that's what I've been telling you. This is what we have in our time.
Right, but something might actually be useful to us in this time.
Well, I don't know about that. It seems like it might just be something for him to record on.
And also, I'll have you know, they changed the artist midstream because he was working on the Justice Team comic and he couldn't draw both at the same time. Still very disappointing. All right, let's figure out how to change inputs.
No, not that. Press that. It's that one. Will you just listen to me, Blatt? It's not. No, it's the other one. It's the other one.
It's a small world after all.
Okay, no, shut it up.
No! That's a lawsuit. Let's get that off of there.
Ooh, that
okay.
was a close one.
Woo! Don't want to have that.
Okay, but
all
what
right.
if I just stick my finger in this hole and...
Oh, okay. All right, so if I select input,
boop.
Arrow up,
boop.
Arrow across,
boop.
Select this other device, hit enter...
Hello? Hello, is anyone there? That voice
day is
37
familiar.
Of Snaggle Pirate Radio. Not much left here. Managing to survive. No atmosphere. I think I'm in the void. And a capsule. Continuing to broadcast. No return signal yet. Oh, well, today's been like every other day. I got up, thought about Blatt, sang the friend song. That was sort of sad, actually, doing it alone. Ate one of the few cans of beans left. Rethinking idea of bringing beans because of new issue emerging. Also rethinking lack of toilet facility.
Okay, turn it off.
This show
depressing.
Is very depressing.
Yeah, no more.
So maybe it's not as useful as we thought it might be.
I thought perhaps Moira left a message somewhere.
Moira did leave a message in Egerton's brain. It was find the three keys in the Nexus. That was the message. Her dying breath, that was the message. Why can't we accept that?
Not to put too fine a point on it, but that was part of the message, Darcy. The whole message was find the 60 keys, dead end, find the three keys, and the Nexus, read it back, stop writing, I'm.
No, that was you writing down everything Moira said, obviously.
Yes.
What
yes.
key are you looking for?
You know about the keys?
There's a lot of keys in this world.
That's what I've been saying. There's at least 60, right?
We need three, and I hate to say this, but I think Egerton's one.
I'm a key.
Oh, boy.
I've never eaten a key before.
And you're not going to start now. Now, do you know about the two other keys?
The annoying demon in that book is talking about a key every time he comes out. I don't bring him out anymore.
He can come out of the book?
Well, he sort of tries to draw you into the book, but seeing as I'm like the protector of all wild magic, I just bring him out.
But you never said he could do that, Blatt.
Well, he came out in the demonic plane. He didn't come out of the book in Balgamar.
I know, the book is designed to suck you into some plane.
Yeah, you see, you get sucked into a plane. Exactly right.
But you just have to say no. Well, you could say no, Darcy. You have wild magic.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. Book.
Don't.
I'm gonna say no to you, Book.
It's the demonic.
No.
No, it's the demonic.
And Egerton is sucked into the.
What?
I'll be back in a minute.
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElvey. Story consultant Laura Packer. Game consultant Stephen Smith. Supporting producers Ren, Becky Arenavar, and Lillianne Johnston. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
And it says no input in the lower right.
Benjamin? How'd you get here, Benjamin? Come here, boy. Come here.
It's the echo.
Wait. If we change the input... Wait. If we change the input...
Dog has great timing.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.